Chapter 3. Strange Opinions in the City on a Hill, 1630 to 1660. Roughly 100 years after the doomed ships of the Narvaez expedition crashed into the figurative rocks of the New World and sank beneath its depths, long after the four survivors had died and the tales of their adventure had been surpassed by others in the mounting saga of conquest and colonization, another man, sent to govern a land he had never seen, stood in the salty air and warned his people that they risked a similar fate. The shipwreck they faced, however, was not to be nautical, but divine. Even after they reached their destination, the danger of being capsized and swallowed by the waves of competing religious ideas would be all around them. Now the only way to avoid this shipwreck and to provide for our posterity, Governor John Winthrop told the prospective settlers of the Massachusetts Bay Colony in 1630, is to follow the counsel of Micah, to do justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with our God. Invoking the biblical prophet best known for swords beaten into plowshares, the recently chosen leader of North America's newest colony seemed to offer an alternative to the bloody exploits of the Spanish territories to the south. Unafflicted by the fever for finding lost cities, they would build one of their own, a godly community in the supposedly godless wilderness. The threat of a spiritual shipwreck was a lesser-known note in Winthrop's famous City Upon a Hill sermon. A model of Christian charity delivered aboard the Arabella as it approached Massachusetts. The potential disaster described by the governor was not as dramatic as the one suffered by those stranded on the island of misfortune a century before. Yet, in Winthrop's estimation, its consequences would be no less bleak. As he addressed the future New Englanders, he could imagine no fate worse than that which would befall them if they broke the covenant they had made with each other and with God. To speak even metaphorically of a vessel's destruction during a 3-week ocean passage undoubtedly would have seemed a disquietingly odd choice for a man supposedly invested in keeping...